The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'Do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you can, all that you vow.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. Truth seems to be one of the most underrated concepts in our day. People, the media, the government, it seems everywhere we turn, truth is twisted to fit someone's own goal or narrative. Social media is filled with half-truths and outright lies, and with the advent of AI, with its ability to recreate prominent people in photos and videos, it's probably only going to get worse. Which is why today's gospel is so important. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Because Christ is truth. He is the truth. So even if the world has given up on truth, us Christians cannot. We must be principled people aligned with the truth, both the concept and the person. Because when we lie, when we bear false witness, when we misrepresent and twist the truth, we do damage to the body of Christ. We do damage to the world around us. We do damage to our relationship with Jesus Christ. And so, my brothers and sisters, we must be people of truth. And so, as the gospel says, as Jesus says in the gospel, let our yes be yes and our no be no.